Blog Talk Radio.
And a very good morning to you all. This is Belinda Farias coming to you live from Happy Art Studios. Today is March 8th, 2017. Can you believe it? We're already in March. And a very special day today. It is International Women's Day. Do you know that? There's so much happening out there. And it is awesome because us women, we have accomplished so many things over the years. And it is a great day to celebrate. So, hey, you guys know that I am Belinda Farias, and Happy Art Studios is my studio that I've recently opened up. But not only that, I run the wonderful network called Spark Women's Network, and you can find us very easily on the website at www.sparkwomensnetwork.com. I told you it was easy. And, hey, you know what? We have meetings every Wednesday right here in our local studio in Temecula. And our address is 28910 Rancho California Road, and we're in Suite 203, right in Temecula, like I said. So if you have a chance, come out and check us out and meet these wonderful networking women who are here to share their business, share their passion for what they do, and they just want to, you know, connect with like-minded individuals who really want to celebrate our entrepreneurship. So it is a wonderful, wonderful thing that we are able to get together. And today is our first meeting. So I'm really excited about that. I have a very, very, very special guest with us today. And she will be speaking to you about her events and some of the things that are going on in her world, which is wonderful. Once again, celebrating women and International Women's Day. And so I'd like to just jump right in and go ahead and introduce our wonderful friend, Sharon Salter from the House of God. Hello, Sharon. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, very energetic, lots of wonderful things happening, and I'm really excited that you are joining us today.
Oh, I'm excited as well. Thank you. Thanks.
I'm great. That's wonderful. Well, Sharon, you know, can you let us know? I'm just going to hand it over to you. Let us know a little bit about what your passion is here. What are you here to share with us? I know you have a big event happening, and we're going to hear about that. I'm really excited. So I'm just going to hand it to you. Let us know a little bit about your past and, you know, how you got into this field and what inspired you. So many wonderful things that happen, and we want to hear all about it, Sharon. So take it away.
A little bit about my past. I grew up as a PK, a preacher's kid, and on both sides of my parents were both ministers. And then we, you know, as I got older, kind of pulled away, but God has his way of reminding you and finding you, showing you back to the path that he has created for you. And so just to pull it up today, I married. And then my husband one day had a sermon that he was going to give, and it shocked me. I'm like, oh, wow, you didn't tell me.
Uh-huh.
So from that, it evolved into my husband becoming the pastor of the church.
Wonderful.
And then now he is the pastor of our church in Lake Elsinore and co-pastor in Los Angeles. And so it puts me, you know, to work with the women, and I am on what we call our missionary courtesy board. And with that, it's to reach out to the community and as well as to help, you know, within the church organization itself. And so last year I started with a brunch. It was just, you know, to pull people together, to bring in the community, to find resources so that we can empower each other, as well as to put it back out into the community. Looking for, well, even, you know, topics from like women health,
yeah,
to entrepreneurship, to purchasing homes, those kind of things. And I saw a need, and I hear people that talk and talk about things, but didn't really have the resources or how to connect with the resources. So
right,
my idea was to, you know, let's try to bring that together.
Yeah.
So at my church in Lake Elsinore, we have a really nice sized lot. So this started last year with just having a brunch in the backyard of the church. And this year, the demand and the ask to have this was so great that I had to move it to a different venue
location.
Yes, and we have double the speakers that are going to be there.
Yay.
But the whole thing was to, I started it to encourage, to strengthen, and to empower all women, young and elderly. And then the thing is, what I see is, I just see that how we see things in society now that tries to devalue what a woman is. So
right.
Just to bring us back and to remind us, what God has created us to do. We nurture, we teach, we're just pretty much well rounded. Anything pretty much we can touch, we can do it. We can handle it.
No doubt.
So that's what it is. And so this year, once again, it's brunch will be on April 29th, and it will be at the Lake Elsinore Recreation Center. And we have eight women that's going to be speaking. And once again, it'll be from entrepreneurship to even adoption. We have the International Christian Adoption Association that'll be joining us as well. I'm just looking for a really good time in the growth. The growth of this has just when I say blossom, it has really blossomed.
I love to hear that. This is wonderful news. Once again, a success story, celebrating a beautiful woman here who was sharing her passion and how she got into this. I mean, you were inspired by your husband feeling that connection and feeling that calling. And so he followed his bliss and landed there and took you right along.
Yes.
So you obviously didn't have any reservations about it. You loved it, and you are really passionate, I can tell. So you've put this brunch together that seems like such a wonderful event. And my goodness, I am honored that I will be one of the speakers there. I'm so excited to be a part of your event. And 7 other speakers, my goodness, how did you manage that? That's awesome.
It was one of those things of just stepping out on faith and just asking, putting the word out, and it was just a blessing that everyone I asked, they accept it, no problem, just accept it. So it was just,
I bet they're excited.
Yes, and that's what I'm getting to, that they're excited to be there, and it's just an honor to me. It is an honor to me myself to know that, just little old me can, perhaps do something like this.
Well, Sharon, you are amazing, amazing in so many ways. And it's wonderful, that journey where we can discover the power that we truly hold within our core, within ourselves. So I'm just kind of looking at the beautiful, beautiful editorial published flyer here that I'm thinking, and that you created. You created this yourself.
I sure did.
That's fantastic. It's beautiful. You guys, you're going to have to go check it out. I'm going to post it up on our website today at sparkwomensnetwork.com. But eventually, they're working on their website, and they will have that up. But if you need to reach her, I will give you the contact information towards the end of the show. But just, again, looking at this, it is basically a wonderful in pink tones with a lot of empowerment, a lot of beautiful photos of the women that we are celebrating today again in the International Women's Day. I don't have the lineup very clearly of the names of the speakers, but maybe Sharon can touch on that. It is on April 29th, and it runs from 11 o'clock in the morning to 3 o'clock. You guys have to go. It's really just a wonderful event. It's $15. That's a donation that's going to a really good cause. So what you're going to get from this event is fantastic. And I'm sure, Sharon, you can elaborate on this. You have a lot of goodies planned for this day, and meaning, we're going to take a lot of inspiration and passion and wonderful things.
Yeah, I'm hoping to feed you spiritually and to feed you, to nourish you with food.
Yeah.
Also, there's going to be vendors there, so there will be you're able to shop, a little shopping experience.
So what kind of vendors are there? Do you have any names?
We have Scentsy, we have Tupperware, Pampered Chef, we have jewelry vendors, other clothing vendors. I believe right now we're up to 10.
Wow.
So, and they're still asking, and I just don't want to overcrowd anyone. So,
Very nice.
Hopefully, I was looking to cover everything from, from how to take care of yourself, a little spa experience, Things for the home, those kind of things.
The
yeah.
whole being,
yeah,
the whole woman. That's wonderful. Yeah. And I think that's a great plan because that is, you know, what we connect to. And definitely smelly stuff, good smelly mm-hmm. stuff. Oh, that's really good. Okay, so once again, you guys, it is in Lake Elsinore at the community center. If you don't know where that's at, that is just very easy. It's on West Grand Avenue, and you can look it up. It's so easy to find. So I'm going to be posting a little bit later on our website all of this information, including the beautiful flyer that she created, so you guys can share it. Please do so, because isn't that about women power, is just how we can share these wonderful things with each other, with our friends, you know, with our neighbors, with our coworkers, with our team, go down the line, because one flyer or one word or one posting could really make a difference. And it's all about just, you know, helping each other grow and helping each other, you know, feel empowered and feel wonderful, because we are awesome. I mean, we are beautiful individual human beings, and there's so much power within us. And sometimes we kind of get lost in, you know, society's expectations of us or what we think we need to be to please others. And that's not all it, you guys. I mean, there's so much in us that we just have to remember how to reconnect to our true being, to our true core, and of course to who we truly are, who we were when we entered this world, and who we are as our spirit soul. So hey, don't forget that. You are amazing. You are a wonderful individual. You are powerful. You are a woman. I mean, my goodness, there's so much power in that word. And so, Sharon, what do you think? I mean, there's so many. I know you said that you're new to this area. And so what do you think so far of the Inland Empire Valley?
I've been here for about 7 years now.
Not so new.
Yeah. I love it. I love the calmness of it. Not, you know, the hustle and bustle. It's not here, you know, well, I don't know. We're kind of getting a little traffic down this way, but
now it's
it's nice to see the greenery, you know, away from the city. And I love it. I actually love to live in it. It's peaceful. It's really good living here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to agree. I love this area. It's a really nice area. We've been also here about almost 7 years.
Okay.
So just right behind you. Yeah. And I truly love it. I came from the LA area and it was a little wild over there. And then we moved to San Diego and that's beautiful, but a little wild as well. And kind of moved out here and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
So we're quite excited. And I'm passionate about helping, you know, women and helping them grow their businesses. So I don't know if you guys out there have a business, but we would sure love to hear about it. And every Wednesday when we do have our show, you're welcome to call in and share your business. And we can take your call and, you know, find out about what you're passionate about and what your business is. And if you have a special event, hey, we want to hear about that too. So the number that you would call in is 646-787-1765. Isn't that awesome? You don't have to physically be here. You can just make a phone call and you can be a part of this radio show. And this radio show is being broadcast live right now, but it is also going to be promoted and stays on our website for a long time. So your voice, your message, your passion on your business, it stays on that message, on that radio show for others to hear forever. So, you know, that's a wonderful thing in how we use our advertising nowadays, because you want to make sure that, you know, we kind of cover all corners and we reach all areas where we can share our business or our events, you know, important things that are happening that can help, of course, ourselves and help others around us as well with the different events. So, you know, I'm so excited. We have our first meeting today, and we have this wonderful, wonderful person, Sharon, who is sharing all of her passion for what she does. And the House of God is a very inspiring place. I haven't been there myself, but any church place I know can uplift you if you're feeling a little down, if you need a little support, if you need a little bit of help. You just find your way, and God will help you. I know that as a fact, personal experience. And I know Sharon can vouch for that as well. So I think, let me see, we have a couple of events happening with Spark Network, womensnetwork.com, And they're coming up, so I will be posting those on our website as well. We're being invited to different locations. We are opening chapters in different cities as well. So it's pretty easy, you guys. We want to help you feel empowered and start your own, you know, group, your little niche group of women who you can help empower as well. So all you have to do is go to sparkwomensnetwork.com and you can check it out. It's very easy to do. It's super, super affordable to do. It just works with everybody. So, it, you know, covers costs of the advertising and all of those things, but it's super cheap. I mean, you definitely have an opportunity here where you can not only lead, you know, and share your business, but you can help lead other women into a place of empowerment and where they can really feel good. You know, I totally believe in the end result being happy, and therefore that's why I named my studio Happy Art Studios. Just a little bit of a story on my end. This is my fourth studio that I open, and I've had the background in this for a very long time, and I love it, but you know, ultimately, I wanted it to feel, you know, for people to come in here and feel inspired and feel creative and connected and leave happy. Because, again, we kind of get lost in all the craziness that's out there and we forget that we matter and that this is an important time just for us. Just like you make an appointment to go to the dentist or to the doctor, you have to make an appointment to go and be creative and connect to yourself, whatever that may be. For me, it's crafts and painting and, you know, feeling good, and I'm very handy with my hands and very artsy, and I love all that stuff, and that connects with me, but it may not connect with you, and that's okay. It's all just about learning how to reconnect to the spot that empowers you and brings you that creative connection that you need to remember who you truly are, you know, and all the power that you carry. Fear is an awful thing, but it can be a good thing because it pushes us to do, you know, some things that we may feel really nervous about. I know Sharon was a little nervous talking this morning, you know, getting into the show, but I believe that we have to continuously push ourselves to get into a place of discomfort until we're comfortable, and then we grow. That's how we grow. We kind of move one little step at a time, and you know, we make it up the scale, but I don't think it's been so bad, right,
it's
Sharon?
It's good. No, it's really, you make it easy. No, it's really easy. I'm comfortable. Yes, no problem.
I'm so happy to hear that. I'm so happy to hear that. And I hope that this will help you also kind of, you know, dive into new areas and go for it and, you know, do videos and those kinds of things, because that's kind of tough to do. I do remember that there was a few networking friends who were really terrified about, you know, having their picture taken or being in front of a video or, you know, those kinds of things. But, yeah, it can be a little scary because we may not be comfortable with who we are now. But, you know, the outside of who we are is not truly who we are. There's a deeper, you know, profound us that is, that's the person that we want to connect. And, you know, that the whole discovery could take a lifetime for some people. But I'm hoping that, you know, my studio and my network and the connection that you will make through all of these women will help you get to that place a little sooner.
Even just sitting here listening to you, I also, which I didn't say, I do the desserts. I do gourmet cakes. Sweet
That's
cheese,
your
candy
happy.
Candy apples and things like that. So
yeah.
There's this app or this deal, Periscope, and I want to teach. However, I am just, you know, it's just that nervous of like you say, being on camera or
yeah.
doing videos, and that's what keeps me away from doing it. I will send you a message and give you instructions, but that being that wasn't me. But just sitting here, it's actually changing me, and I'm serious. It's really changing the way I'm thinking about doing it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, well, I don't have anything to lose, you know.
Yeah,
I'm okay.
Yay! Definitely a celebration, and you are okay. And again, it's just that fear, and what it really is, what it breaks down to, is the fear of the expectation of others. And you know, we think that we're going to make mistakes, and nobody's going to accept us, or they're going to judge us, or critique us, and that's going to hurt. And it may, but you know, it's just kind of moving past that because We do what we do because we love what we do.
Yes.
I didn't open the studio for other people to approve it for
right.
me. I opened the studio because it speaks to me. And when I am here, I am lost
mm-hmm.
in my creativity.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm 100 times bigger just in my soul because I connect to who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, I guess, with you. You
yes.
love cooking.
Yes.
So when you cook.
I'm in the zone. I don't see or hear anyone around me. I'm doing what I do. And my thing is present to you something really good, you know, really
yes.
nice, appealing, because I know that
yep.
people eat with their eyes.
Yes.
You'll see. I will cater some of the
stuff.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah,
right.
I do. I go into a
yeah.
zone, and you're right. I just take everything. Nothing distracts me. So if I can think that and being in front of a camera, then I'm going to be okay. I'm not going to say I would
yeah.
be. I'm going to be okay.
Yes, I love to hear that, definitely.
Okay, yeah.
No, you're not going to. You are okay.
Yes.
You speak in the present. We
yes.
have to, you know that we are okay
yes.
because we are
yes.
okay. And, again, if we do things that, you know, you are totally passionate about, it shouldn't be a problem. If you're going to be cooking, you're going to be, you know, getting lost in that zone,
mm-hmm.
there will be nothing that will steer
mm-hmm.
you away from, you know, not even the fear that we feel,
no.
because once you're there, you're there.
Right.
You're there.
Well,
so.
I have an idea for you, too.
Oh, tell me.
Some of my cakes. Because they're, you know, for wedding cakes and things like that, painting on them now. They're painting pictures, they're painting
yeah.
flowers. So there's edible ink, which...
Nice.
I don't mean you and I can team up on something.
I'm liking where
yes.
this is going. I think it's. I like to eat cakes. I like to paint.
Yes.
I can see matching the two.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. What a great inspiration. And I mean, I love when we come together and we, you know, brainstorm and
yes.
these ideas come up. Like you don't even know that would be possible.
Right.
But then it just kind of pops
it up
pops and boom.
Up.
Yeah,
yes.
it's a wonderful, wonderful connection. I think I'm so excited. There's just so many things. Wow, we've only have 7 minutes left. We've definitely been talking up a storm. And you guys, if you want to join us, I know you're hearing all the fun that Sharon and I are having, and it's fantastic. And now we're, you know, opening it up to everybody. So you just have to, you know, get on our website at sparkwomensnetwork.com, or you can give us a call direct. Here we're here right in Temecula, and it's 951-219-1208. And you'll be talking to our lovely receptionist, Arlen, who will be answering the phone and taking your reservation, because we are very limited. We can only do 12 women per meeting. So we really want you to be one of those special 12, and we want to get your name on the list. So definitely give us a call as soon as you hear this message to reserve your spot. Again, we only meet on Wednesdays right now from 9 to 11, and you're definitely welcome to come to our local site, or you can just listen in, like we said, and give us a call. Again, that phone number is 646-787-1765, and again, you'll be greeted, and we'll answer your call, and you can share about your business and let us know what you're passionate about. Because you know what? Hey, you can probably come up with another wonderful idea that, you know, somebody else can benefit from. So we want to hear those ideas. Creativity thrives in women and men too. But, you know, in women, we just are overall multitaskers, and we always have to be continuously thinking of 100,000 things. And that could be good or bad. But, you know, we have a lot of things that we can share with each other. So I am so excited. This has been a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to really get together and share wonderful things between two women here, celebrating International Women's Day and all the achievements that women have accomplished throughout the years. I mean, we've come a long way, you guys, and we've only touched the surface. There is so much that we can do at the beginning, and you are a part of it. You're definitely a big part of it. So let's get together, and we can all, you know, really inspire each other, empower each other, and make this world a better place. Again, I want to thank my special guest, Sharon Salter, from the House of God, right here in Lake Elsinore in the Inland Valley. Awesome, awesome event coming up. This is a women's brunch. It's the second annual event. It is a lot larger than the last year, so you definitely want to be a part of it. There are 8 speakers who are going to be there. They're going to empower you and, you know, inspire you and help share with you maybe some things that, you know, you didn't know kind of were happening around us, around our area, around the world. So, you know, definitely come out and check it out. I'm so excited to be a part of that. And I look forward to seeing you there. Once again, it is at the Lake Elsinore Community Center on Grand Avenue, and it's only $15, you guys, so anybody can pay that. That is definitely just, you know, Starbucks run for two, easily. The other day, I think we paid $20 just for Starbucks for two of us, so that was crazy, and this we didn't even get what we're going to get at this brunch. I'm so excited, Sharon. Last words that you want to, you know, let your our reader, our listeners know?
Thanks for inviting me. And yeah, come out and work, come out and be, and just be a part of the event. Once again, just thanks for inviting me. I love it. I really love it.
I know you're
going
to come back.
Yes, I am. And thanks for getting me out of my comfort zone.
Yay! That was our goal. And please, of course, share it with your friends and let everybody know, because this is, you know, how we grow and how we empower each other. And you guys, we only have about 3 minutes left, but I definitely want to remind you that, you know, we want to hear what you have to say with your business, what you have to share. Any events, again, that is out there, don't forget, just give us a call. It's very, very easy. You don't have to be here. I know sometimes it gets tough, you know, with the kids or with work or whatever, but if you can plan your break at 9:30, you can give us a call and get your business in, or, you know, just give us a few minutes. We're on live from 9:30 to 10 o'clock every Wednesday right here live at our Happy Arts Studios in Temecula. So I am going to be wrapping it up, you guys. Thank you once again to Sharon Salter from the House of God. Wonderful, wonderful lady. You got to meet her. She is fantastic and full of inspiration. Wonderful, yes. Just a wonderful soul. I can totally connect. Okay, so this is Belinda Farias with Happy Art Studios in Temecula signing out and wishing you a fantastic, fabulous, fantabulous, wonderful week, and happy International Women's Day. Signing out. Thanks again.